Blog Talk Radio.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep. Don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
My God.
I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in the day.
Yep.
My God.
He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
My God. He thought he really had you this time.
That did you pass last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your neighbor.
On that. Thank you, Isaac.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said in the day.
Then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life.
Wonderful day it is. The Yehuda Project is on the move. It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful time to be alive, you know. And if you live in among the land of the living, all praises be to the Most High Yah. I don't know if Brother Donia is on here yet, but he is. Brother Donia, can you please push one for me so we can get some information? Shalom, shalom. How are you and how is your family doing and everything?
You know, they grieving real hard, you know, because he was a young man, you know. He was 18 years old, you understand?
Yeah.
And you know, and he had a lot of life to live, you understand? And, you know, the Almighty took him, you understand?
Now,
so they grieving
real. You have any information for us?
Yeah, regarding the
GoFundMe page.
GoFundMe page, yeah. Now, help me out here. I'm always need some help here lately. Her name is it's under Hashaba Yehuda. That's Hashaba Yehuda. Yehudah. And it's in GoFundMe. That's the name that they have.
Okay, now spell it one more time. Spell it one more time.
Hashaba.
Hashaba. Okay, how you spell Yehuda?
Yehudah.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, for everybody who wants to donate something to the family of a young man who was killed in a car accident, you know, that is how you spell it. It's H is in Harry, A is in Apple, S is in Sam, H is in Harry, A is in Apple, B is in Ball, A is in Apple.
Well, did I spell it wrong? It's H-A-S.
Yes.
Hashaba.
Yes, sir. That's what I did. I got it
okay.
Right here.
Okay.
Yep. Got that.
Man, you know, see all of those kids, man. They were my brother's kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they like my kids, man. I love them like mine, like they were mine. You understand? And you know, it's just sad, man, when somebody in your family go. You hear about all of these stories. You can be sad all you want, but it don't hit home until it hits home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, our heartfelt condolences go out. And for you all who want to donate something, we'll be doing that all week. We'll be giving you guys the information all week so you guys can donate to him. You know, if you want to share something or GoFundMe page, he actually burned up in a car fire, and he's 18 years old. So,
Yeah, my daughter's coming into town. You understand, from Las Vegas Wednesday, and they were very, very close, man. Hashaba and what's his name? They're almost the same age, if they're not the same age. You understand? So. You know, it's so amazing how it worked, man, you know, because them kids grow up so close together in age-wise, you understand? They played together. They loved together. You know, it was a beautiful family we had, man. Oh, man. You understand? It's still a beautiful family, but it's just this thing was horrendous in our family.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Just a serious something. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know. Yep, so I am definitely going to donate something myself, you know, and we're going to do whatever we can, any kind of way we can help. You know, we definitely will be helping.
Yeah. So you got to be careful out here these days and times. You don't know when something will befall you. You don't know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when we're in our own land, we live in peacefully and in righteousness. You understand what I'm saying? We can never expect anything like this to happen, period. And no accidentals, nothing. You understand? Because we live in righteousness, the Almighty. We're doing what we're supposed to do and et cetera. You understand? Like I had said, man, you know, he's 18 years old. He ain't had that many years in driving. You understand? Period. You understand? So it might have been something that could have been avoided had he had more time behind the wheel. You understand? So, you know, it's just a sad, sad situation. And we need to be careful. And be careful, be careful, be careful. I can't say that more.
And I have the picture up, and this is how you spell her name. You left the, it's H-A, H is in Harry, A is in Apple, S is in Sam, H is in Harry, A is in Apple, B is in Ball, A is in Apple, H is in Harry. So there's an H on the end of it, and then you hook
okay.
up. But I see a picture of him. Very nice-looking young man. They got a picture of him in his cap and gown and everything. Very
yeah.
nice-looking man.
Yeah, he had just got graduated not too long ago. I know
yeah.
that he ain't had that much time behind the wheel. And so that could have played a major part in it. That's just
yeah, they said he graduated on April the 29th.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
My ex-wife told me that he was on his way home from work.
Oh. Oh. So
yeah,
that
and,
is
you know, yeah, I got a granddaughter. She's just graduating this year in June or July or one of them months this year. And she got a car. She's driving. You understand? She's got her own job. She got her job. You understand? You know, and so that I'm concerned about her because, man, they don't have that much time behind the wheel, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's concerning to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then see, here's another thing. My baby boy. You understand? Was in an accident, man, and he got a pin in his hip because he's in an accident, and this just recently happened, you understand? And he wasn't behind the wheel. He was a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you that things can happen, you understand,
yes,
unbeknownst to us.
Yes, they do, all day long.
You understand? But when we in our own land, living peacefully and in righteousness, man, I doubt very seriously that things just pop up.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. My God. Ooh, yeah.
Very heartbreaking, man. You know, because them kids, man, I growed up with them little kids, man. You know, I scold them little girls and little boys. You understand? Mm-hmm. They didn't even come on to play until after I was 40.
Right, I understand. Yeah, so again, to everybody from the Nation of Yehuda, all under the sound of our voice, if you listen to our radio show, we need for you to donate. The very fatal car accident, we need you to donate. He was only 18 years old. And it's GoFundMe, and it's Hashaba. And I'm going to spell it again. It's H is in Harry, A is in Apple, S is in Sam, H is in Harry, A is in Apple, B is in Boy, A is in Apple, H is in Harry, and then Yehuda. Y is in Yellow, E is in Edward, H is in Harry, U is in Umbrella, D is in David, A is in Apple, H is in Harry. And that's what they have, assistance for the funeral expenses for, it's, what is it, Amasia? Was that his name, Amasia?
Yeah.
Malek?
Amasia.
Amasia Malek. That was his name. And he's standing there with his cap and gown and holding his diploma from high school.
That is correct.
Yeah. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Well-mannered
anyway,
young man.
Yes,
he's a well-mannered young man.
Yes, indeed.
Wasn't there no gang or none of that stuff. None of that old nonsense and stupidity, and he wasn't on no drugs. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say, man, we got to be very careful. Be careful out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we will be praying for his family. I'm encouraging everybody, if you don't have a lot, give $10. But for those who can give more, give more. If you can afford to do it, you know, this is the time we need to step up and do it because this is unexpected. You know, it's just something unexpected. So.
Well, you know, here's what I would suggest, and this is just me. You understand? You might see it in a different light. But if the Nation of Yehuda could get a money and send it in their name. This puts us on the table. I mean, puts us out there.
Well, we'll definitely send her a card, and, you know, I'll let her know that everybody donated. You know what I'm saying? I'll send a card and you get her address for us or wherever the funeral is going to be or however you're going to hold the funeral. And then we'll send her a card and just, you know, make it known that we all participated in it. Because there's a lot of people giving money. I mean, they've already gotten $2,000 already.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they get there. You know, they have a goal set and they're already doing that. So, you know, we'll just give because, you know, even if it isn't for the funeral, there's always things that have to be done afterwards. So, you know, it's not about, you know, what, how much, when. We just going to help out, you know, because it's just a terrible situation. And we do this anyway. These are the times that we step up. We don't collect money for anybody. We don't collect dues. We don't do all that. But when situations like this happen, we step up to the plate.
Okay.
You know.
So I appreciate everybody, that, whether they contribute or not. I know that they feel my pain. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. No question about that. No question. All right. So what is going on in the news? I heard today that they are pulling the troops effective December this year totally from Afghanistan. They're moving them out of the way. And, you know, people are not happy about that. Another thing I heard in the news today is that the Biden is talking about doing away with the credit bureaus. Getting rid of the credit bureaus altogether and taking it to a private company.
I don't know the particulars on that at all. So you got to give me more information, you understand, than just getting rid of the credit bureau. How does that work for the working person?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, because I don't know. I'm like, wow, you know, it's been, you know, they've been talking about it. He said he's canceling the credit bureaus.
I can't blame them for canceling it, but I'm telling you, how does this work? You understand? For the, you know, all along we had to go through the credit bureau. You understand? They check on our credit. We can't even get credit because the credit bureau hold us hostage. You understand? You understand? So I don't know how that's working for us, man. You know? You understand? You know? I mean, I never understood why we had to have a credit union anyway. That's just my opinion.
Well, you always got to keep a separation between the rich and the poor. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be a tier system so that they keep you separated from the rich and the poor. You know, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I understand. You know, I mean, you say you got to have a separation. I don't see why. You understand what I'm saying? It's all money. You understand? And you know these guys, man. The rich people don't pay their fair share of taxes. Now they coming up with why they shouldn't pay taxes because they got other avenues. You understand that they should exhaust, but they don't pay their fair share. You understand? So you understand? You know it's just a mess that they got going on. It's always been that way since the beginning of when they brought this stuff in. There's always been benefiting the rich, and the poor got to make it the best way they can. A person that's working in hospitality makes $7 an hour. You understand? And hospitality is a hell of a job, man. During the peak seasons. Come on, you understand? And then you got these guys sitting behind the desk or sitting up there in Congress. You understand? Making $160,000 a year. Come on, man. Come on. I always said that they should make $10,000 and get a job, you understand, and come up every so often, you know, for the vote on whatever issue that they got. You understand? They don't need no $160,000. That's where all the money gone. And they got a room full of people, man, on each side. They got 200 people on each side, and each one of them making over $100,000 a year. Come on, man. Please. I've been against that all along. Am I still on?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is very true. But he is definitely talking about doing this, and I'm not quite understand trying to under. They're going to put it under the consumer, the credit. Let me see what he said they were going to put it under. Hold on, let me go back here, and I'm going to find it for you, man. Okay, let me start here. and then we're going to play it. Just
with
a
John
second.
Oldsheimer.
Hello, my name is John Oldsheimer. I'm a consumer credit expert, been in the credit industry for almost 30 years, spent time at FICO, the credit score developer, and Equifax, which is one of the three generally recognized consumer credit reporting agencies. Today I'm going to talk about actually kind of a hot, timely news topic, which is the discussion of the Biden administration essentially taking over the credit reporting system, eliminating the credit reporting agencies, and creating a new credit reporting agency that would be housed underneath the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB. This idea of essentially eliminating credit bureaus has been floated around for a couple of years by some organizations and caught some momentum during the recent presidential campaign. And now that we have a new administration, that topic is once again coming up and is being discussed. And so because I've been in the credit industry for as long as I have, I'm getting a lot of questions from people. You know, what do you think about this public option credit bureau taking the place of the pre-existing system of the three big credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion? And so I've gone on the record as not supporting eliminating the credit bureaus and not supporting a public option. And I actually have reasons why I believe that, rather than just saying I don't agree with it kind of in a baseless fashion. I actually have three reasons that I believe are evidence why eliminating the credit bureaus is a bad idea, and creating this new credit bureau under the CFPB isn't really going to solve any problems that some of these organizations suggest actually exist, which I frankly do not believe actually exist. All right, so let's walk through some of my reasoning as to why I am not in support of eliminating.
Okay, so that's the deal. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to shut down the credit bureau so it will be ran by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau under the guise of the government. The government is going to control your credit score.
That's not going to go well with the Republicans, because they think that they're opening up a new more government in everybody's business. You understand? But I never could understand, this is just my opinion, you understand, is that why they got to just keep you. See, when the ticket, I think that the credit union went too far. You understand? They keep people from getting a house or whatever. If your credit is bad, you can't get no car. You understand? And in these cases, a lot of cases are going on now. You understand? If your credit is bad, you can't even get a good apartment. You understand? So I never liked the debt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. So I just want to share that. I know that's going on at this point. You know, it just seems like it's the, I don't know, does anybody else think that's kind of strange? Area code 470, your mic is open, you're on the air. Shalom, shalom. 470,
shalom,
your mic.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. I'll just say this. There's considered a relationship that America is forming with China. Consider the posturing of China. And consider the fact that China has what is called a social credit score, where people are evaluated on their social media accounts, how they interact, how they behave, how compliant they are. Just think about where this is going. I'm not going to divulge all my thoughts on this one, but I think people need to really think through it. And as the Hebrews, we need to understand nothing that's going to be done from this point on is good for us, and our interest should really be just on our exit. Not to say that we are not supposed to occupy while we're here, because we are, but we need not get caught up in what's happening here. So I think this is very alarming, and I think people need to consider what this means for this country down the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I agree with you. You understand that we cannot get so involved in what's going on And in actuality, we don't hold no hat in this arena at all. You understand? I just heard the other day, you understand, that the Black Caucus got about 60 members, and they ain't been doing a damn thing for us at all. Period. Since 1970, some odd, when they was founded. You understand? So we don't hold no hat in the tax arena. We don't have no people sitting at the table at all. Period. Hallelujah.
And I'll say this too: the way this social credit score works is it will dictate whether or not you could take public. Whether or not you could take public transportation, whether or not you can have a job, everything. So, you think about control.
It would have to be moving in that direction because of the one world government system. It has to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It would have to. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the fact that they print money out of nowhere is alarming right there to be able to say, where are you getting all this money from? And they loading hundreds and thousands of dollars on these people, food stamp cards out of nowhere, making sure they got enough. And just passing
out. Well, I take the food stamps. I take them food stamps, man. I just went and spent some of that money. But, you understand, I see where you're coming from with this here, you understand? But and I agree with the young lady when she said, man, we can't get so involved in that, man. We just got to tiptoe through this stuff, man. We got to use this stuff to our benefits. You understand what I'm saying? And stay out the way. That's what we need to do. That's just my opinion.
We got to know. You know, because it's moving slowly. I mean, they're getting it, and everybody thought that because Biden was coming in, it was going to be a one. They are all working for the same side.
Thank you, Sister Yaina, and that is the point. We really need not think whatever is happening or whatever is possibly being discussed, that there is not some sinister motive behind it. I think it's shameful at this point. We should know better to not think that things that are supposed to happen here somehow is good for us. And so, and beyond this, it's just not good. And I think, again, we need not get caught up in these personalities because they're all working for the same team.
Absolutely. I mean, he's not going to do anything any different than anybody else. And then, you just got to be able to, you got to trust y'all. I mean, at the end of the day, as it come out, you got to trust y'all. You really do. I mean, that's the serious part about it all. Because like you said yesterday, that's all we have. We don't have nothing else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I say that every year. We don't have no – we had people that stand up that the Almighty put in place, you understand, to take charge, to keep us in the way, man, keep us from not being totally annihilated, you understand. You know, Moshe, you understand, Lisha, and all of those folks that we had, you understand, that stood up for us to keep us from not being totally annihilated. Now, you understand, all of those are gone, and we got to recognize where our power lies. Our power lies in the Creator, you understand? And we are His people, you understand? The apple of His eye, you understand? The lot of His inheritance, you understand? So that's all we got. We ain't got nothing else. Hallelujah.
Not a doggone thing. And it's more, and and as much as we watch it, we can get our people prepared and let them know, this is what's happening. We have to stay focused. Don't, like you said, don't get caught up in no feelings about this person or that person, because y'all's word is not going to come back void. We're moving in that direction because that's the direction He said we was going to move in, and we have got to be ready to move when He say move. Because, like I said, the fact that they giving away money, they printing money out of nowhere, that's enough right there. And now they talking about sending us $2,400 more a person?
Yeah. Well, see, that's another thing, too. That the other nations don't want no money because it ain't backed by nothing. It used to be backed by gold and silver. Now, you understand, the dollar has no value at all, period. And so it's easy for them to get that paper away. See, I got some paper up here, toilet paper.
That is critical. Trey Time, I'm giving us $2,400 more.
I'll take it. Lord, you understand? See, we got to understand, uh-huh. Man. We got to navigate our own self through this stuff. They don't set up. Ain't nothing set up for us as Hebrew Israelites or so-called black folks. You understand? Ain't none of this set up for us. When they make medications, they not making medications for you or me. They not doing it. If we happen to live through this pandemic, you understand, it was because of the hand of the Almighty. That's what it was. You understand? They don't have nothing set up for us at all, period.
No, don't look like it. I mean, really. It's like, wow, what? This is deep. I mean, they talking about giving everybody, $2,400 more.
I'll take it. You understand? I got to be, see, no matter what we do, we got to be the ones to navigate through it. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes it's kind of difficult, man. You understand? You know, you got children. If you're just by yourself like me, you understand what I'm saying? It might be a little bit easier for me to navigate. But when you got children, man, you got to make sure that everybody eat, everybody got clothes, you understand, and everybody gets a chance to do what they need to do. You understand, for the existence. So sometimes it can become very, very tedious. You understand? But we got to want to be the one. It's nothing. None of this stuff is set up for us at all.
Mm-hmm. Crucial. It's like, wow, you know. I don't know. I mean, I know what it is, but I mean, you know, you just looking like, oh, my gosh, you giving out some more money? I mean, I'm not complaining because I'm going to take it and do what I need to do with it. And make sure that, you know, everything I need is what I have, everything I need, and my family is okay. But, you know, just to be able to see it, they've never done this before, never.
This is the downfall of America. America got to fall, you understand? And I mentioned this before, you understand, years ago, you understand, is that when our adversaries see us going to this, they wait till we got they wait to see the weak link. That's when they jump on us, or jump on America. Understand? You know. So all of this is the downfall of this American system. You understand? And it doesn't stop in America. Wherever that the Americas is, that's where the downfall is. That's where everybody gonna be on the downfall.
Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting to watch this war, because I'm telling you, the Most High is putting money in the pockets of Israel, and it's like, wow, you know, whether you working on welfare, whether you got whatever you're doing, you still get that money.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. That is correct. But, you know, one thing that I know, you understand, and you said it earlier, you understand, is that we got an Elohim that's gonna watch over us. If we try to be right in His eyes, man, we don't have to worry about nothing, man. You understand? We don't have to worry about a thing. We just got to try to be right in the eyes of the Almighty and do the best we can about keeping the laws, statutes, and ordinances and commandments. You understand? And not only just keeping the commandments and laws, statutes. When we go to do anything, we got to look at whether the Almighty will accept my doings. If you know, you understand, you know, you become confronted with a lot of different things, you understand? You got to ask the Almighty to watch over you and make sure that you make the proper decision. You understand? This is what we gotta do. Hallelujah.
Yeah, all praises be to the Most High. Absolutely. No question about that. No question at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's really something to be able to see this happening, you know, and you're just sitting on the edge of your seat with your eyebrow raised like, boy, this is really taking a change. It's taking a turn. It's something to be able to see.
Yeah.
You know, like they've never passed out money like this, never. You know?
Nope, not at all.
I'm not quite not sure.
Not at all.
You know,
it's easy for them to pass out money when you don't have no backing on the money, you understand? You ain't got to figure out where the gold, how much gold do we have to back this, you understand? And it's just paper? Oh, they can pass that out all the time. I got some of that paper, man. And they call it toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't mind. I take it. Look, I don't have no issue with it. But like I said, use it to your advantage. Don't squander it. You know what I'm saying? To the best of your ability. You know, this is the time that we get the things that we need together and do it the way we have to do it. You know, it's crucial.
Don't spend it right away. Hold on to it, man, because you never know when something might come up. Just like this, my nephew's son, you understand? There's a funeral for him, you understand? We don't know what's going to happen. So we put that stuff aside for the rainy days. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air. Shalom, Sister Keturah. How are you?
Shalom, family. I was just listening to what you all were saying, and you were basically saying everything I've been thinking. You know that money is getting ready to be used up because we're getting ready to go to that, they call it a universal basic income, where
mm-hmm.
they give you so much money every month, and it's, like you said, hooked to that social credit score, and they know we ain't taking that vaccine. So we know we're going to get dinged by that social credit score. That's why I believe that Yah is sending us that money so we can prepare to have our own Goshen, because we're going to have to sit still because we're not going to be able to go anywhere. You ain't going to be able to buy gas for your car, food. You ain't going to be able to leave the house because they're going to ask you for that passport showing you've been vaccinated. And when you don't have it, they're going to send you back home.
You know what? And let me tell you how true you are. I have a cousin that lives in California, and we were talking the other day, and he was, because my grandmother's sister passed away, and she's the last of that generation. She was 93 years old. And I asked him, I said, are you going to come to the funeral? He said, probably not. He said, because I haven't had my shot yet. He was like, and the way they're doing it now out here is if you don't have the shot, you can't get into the grocery stores. He said, if you don't have a shot, you can't fly on the plane, and you cannot have access to the grocery stores. So they are doing certain, and I don't know if it's just in the area where he is, because he doesn't live in Los Angeles. He lives in another part of California. But he just told me that the other day, you know, that you have to be able to show that you have had the shot. They give you a card, and you have to be able to have that. And also, I spoke to one of the brethren that was in, he's an Israelite in California, and he was saying that the reason why they were deporting the Israelites from Dimona is because those people refused to take the shot. He said almost 300 families have left Dimona and went to Ghana, and that they have like 46 more families that they have given 60 days to get out of Israel. Because they warned them, if you take the shot, you can't stay.
Yep, and when I read Israel did that, but they don't realize they deported their protection, because that was the only thing that was keeping Yah from allowing those missiles to hit Dimona. That was the only thing that's saving them. And now they send away their protection, they can hang it up now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember now, the Almighty said that he was going to forgive our sins and heal our land. So this might be part of what the healing of our land is. He going to see that everybody got to come out of that, come out of Jerusalem anyway. They got to come out. Mm-hmm. And I think that they coming out, you understand, has been a blessing for them, you understand, that they get a chance to get out of that situation.
True.
Because when the Almighty get ready to bring down the country, it's not going to be pretty.
No, they already done left. He said 300 families have left and went back to Ghana because they refused to take that shot. And then I watched another video today where the lady's mother took the COVID vaccine shot, and she had underlying health conditions. She died within 24 hours. And the problem
was
that after she died, they refused to do a full autopsy. Said the hospital told them they wasn't doing no full autopsy on her.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you know, see, my reasoning might not be everybody else's reasoning, but if I'm not sick, why would I want to take the shot? That's all I want to know. Right. You know, if I'm sick, I want everything that you got to try to bring me back to health. But if I'm not sick, I don't think I need to do that. You understand?
If I don't eat crab and pork and the rest of that stuff, if I don't want that in me, why would I take a vaccine that's going to put it in me?
Okay. You understand? You know. And then my other reason is that they came up with this thing that they wanted to blame on that they blame on the Chinese. You understand? Which I think that's a damn lie. You understand? And you know they came up with it, but right after they came up with it, they got a vaccine. Come on, man! How does that happen? Yeah. You know, and normally it takes at least a year, you understand, before they do all their researches and everything, man, you understand? This one came up in less than 6 months. Less than 6 months, they got a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right after that man came out and said that the government is working with extraterrestrials, And they have agreed to allow them to do experiments. Now all of a sudden we got this virus that don't nobody know where it came from. And then all of a sudden Now you say that this vaccine has got nanoparticles in it, and every certain people's bodies is resisting it, and they dying from it.
Okay. Yeah, they never tell the truth anyway about the people that is affected. That's the least of the things that they say that they lie about. You understand? They never going to tell you the truth. You understand? No matter what. If they tell you the truth, you got to figure it out. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You understand? You got to try to figure it out. Come on, man. I'm not doing it. You understand? I'm not doing it. I'll take my chances. Go ahead.
If you don't take it, you got to go. They say if you don't take the shot, you have to leave.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me tell you this here. You understand? We ain't been riding all around and going all over the world. We ain't been doing that. A lot of our brothers and sisters, I mean, those that have been doing that, you understand, they going to find a way that they can get about or whatever they have to do. But you understand? We ain't been no people that fly all over the place, man. You understand? Most of our people are afraid of flying anyway. You understand? I was one of those same people. Matter of fact, I still am. You understand? You take your chance when you get up, when your feet leave the earth.
Mhm. Mhm. So I wonder how many people have passed away that have taken the vaccine.
If you get that answer, let me know, because I don't think that they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
They going to keep telling you that it's all right, it's good, it's fine, ain't nothing wrong with it. Those are just accidental deaths. You understand? Come on, man.
Yeah.
And then we don't have no way of proving them wrong. At all. We ain't got no, most of the time when you got those black doctors and nurses, black doctors, they bought and paid for. You understand?
That's it. Check this out. Check it out.
We're calling this the future.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I got to get rid of this commercial here real quick, but check this out. Woo!
Relying on the vaccine to kind of, in hopes, cure this pandemic. Brittany Tucker, one of the many people eager to get the vaccine and get on with life. But fear of the unknown is why Eric Parra doesn't want to get the vaccine in the first place.
This was rushed just so fast.
Hearing of a person dying, though, hours after being vaccinated, does leave Brittany uneasy.
But now I think it's definitely something I probably should put more research into.
Little is known about the person who died in Placer County, their age, gender, what vaccine they received, and if they had any underlying health conditions. But the Placer County Sheriff's Office says the person tested positive for COVID-19 in late December and was vaccinated January 21st and died several hours later. A planned autopsy by the coroner will reveal the reason.
All the healthcare professionals are making sure to report any concerning adverse events following immunization, even if it's not related.
Unfamiliar with this particular case, infectious disease expert Dr. Dean Blumberg does say these vaccines aren't a shot in the dark. He points out there haven't been any increased deaths due to vaccines, and thousands of study subjects were looked at prior to approval. But he does say after a vaccine, anything can happen.
Or they might have other things that might be basically random.
So the question with no answer, what happened? The California Department of Public Health releasing a statement in part saying they, quote, take these instances seriously and are working with government partners to investigate. CDPH says they'll use data and science to figure out how to move forward.
Ain't that something? That is incredible. Let me tell you all. I told y'all in the beginning, we are the study. This is the stuff you do in a drug study before you introduce it to anybody. So when they took Johnson & Johnson vaccine and people started dying from blood clots, they took it off the market. Now people are still dying, and they saying, well, we're just going to collect the data and we're going to work with the government. This is the stuff you do when before you introduce it to the public.
That is correct.
Right. And what I found out was that that vaccine was not approved by the FDA to be used. It was only approved for emergency use so it could be studied.
Unbelievable. Girl, this is unbelievable. Hold on. Go ahead, Brother Donia. I'm going to let this commercial play. Go ahead.
You got to go through. You got to go through the FDA. They make the decision on whether it's good or bad. Who's on the FDA? Who's the people that are making those decisions? You understand whether it's good or bad? You understand? I bet you dollars to donuts. Ain't no black folk on there. And if he is, he's bought and paid for.
But the FDA never approved that vaccine. The United States government gave it emergency approval to be used.
That's incredible.
There is no look at the area code 919. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Go ahead. Unbelievable.
Now I was just gonna add, once the emergency situation is over, the pandemic, then that emergency use authorization goes away. It's no longer relevant. So it's interesting. It's going to push as many people to get the vaccine because once the pandemic is gone, they're going to have to withdraw that. And then they'd have to start the process over.
They're still pushing for people to get the shot.
Exactly.
And, but once it's over or controlled, then they won't have a reason to have that approval anymore. So I think that's also pushing this get. You know, they've made a lot of millions of doses. So they've got to use that. The other thing is usually when you do these studies, the clinical trials, you're comparing, you give the vaccines and you're comparing control group to the group that got it over all this time. What's happened, people are getting it, but you can go to a pharmacy, you can go to, drive through anywhere, get the shot. It's up to you to report whatever symptoms,
Correct.
People don't report or don't link something to the vaccine, it's not going to get put into potential side effects. And the other thing I've noticed that's a bit concerning is that they're comparing whatever outcomes that happen, like this venous thrombosis, cerebral vein thrombosis, to the population incidence of that, but that's not what you do in a clinical trial. You have to compare it to the control group, the people who didn't get the vaccine. So things like that, that's not scientific.
That's
political.
That's crazy. Now, that part right there is the scary part. It's like, my gosh. I mean, and it sounds diabolical. It just does. Hold on, let me play this one for you. Check this out. If they'll play something. They got music playing on this, but they said 180 people have died in India after being vaccinated against the coronavirus up until March the 29th. 180 people have died. It says 492 instances out of 617 severe cases of people getting sick after the virus. And it's like, this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's some scary stuff going on to the point where nobody knows what's in it. Nobody, I mean, it's some people's bodies just cannot take it.
Now, you made a valid point, man, when you said that they got all of these different kind of things that make up the virus shot, you understand? And a lot of that stuff that's in that virus is unclean.
Mm-mm. Lord, have mercy. I mean, for real, this is just a lot
Ohio
going on. I mean, oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord, help us. We need to get out of here.
The Almighty didn't set us up to be taking no shots to get rid of anything like that, period. He gave us the herbs of the field. That's what he gave us.
Well, you know what? Check this out. Hold on just 1 minute. Let me see if I can get this one to go through.
So I'm going to tell you my thoughts on this, but first, let's learn a little bit more about what happened. Pfizer is actively investigating the case, but they don't seem to think that the vaccine is the cause of this. So far, over 10 million people in the United States have received at least one shot of either the Pfizer or the Moderna COVID vaccine. These are the two authorized in the United States as of right now. Me personally, I received both doses of the Pfizer vaccine, which overall went very smoothly. Now, so far, there have been about 40 cases of anaphylaxis as a result of these vaccines, meaning a severe allergic reaction, none of which were reported as being fatal. Now, many people have had other side effects that are very common after the vaccine, like having a sore arm, having some fatigue, headache, or fever, and this typically lasts a day or two. The Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating this death as well, and as of right now, there is no official autopsy report. But based off the reports, let's see what we can make of this case. So this man was healthy. He did not smoke. He did not take any medications. Never had any reaction to any medication or vaccines. Supposedly, 3 days after he gets the first dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccination, he gets tiny reddish spots or petechiae caused by bleeding under the skin of his hands and feet. This prompted him to go to the ER. He gets blood work done, and his platelet levels are low. And this is something called thrombocytopenia. Platelets are one of the components of blood clotting. If platelets are too low, it makes people more prone to bleeding. Normal platelet counts range from anywhere from 150,000 to 400,000 or so. People can have spontaneous bleeding, including internal bleeding, but that doesn't typically happen unless the platelet levels are less than 10,000. His levels were reportedly zero, and because they're so low or absent, really, he gets admitted to the intensive care unit. For 2 weeks, doctors tried to get his platelet count higher, as he had experts from all over the country involved in his care. Now, presumably, they tried a number of different treatments. Typically, we give platelet transfusions, which is really a blood product that we're transfusing, but also we give steroids, specifically glucocorticoids, such as solumedrol or methylprednisolone. If that doesn't work, we try other drugs like romiplostim or eltrombopag to try to stimulate the bone marrow to make more platelets. Sometimes we give immunoglobulins. Sometimes we give a drug called rituximab, which is a monoclonal antibody. If all else fails, the last resort is to take out the spleen, because sometimes the spleen plays a role in sequestering and destroying platelets. So they were actually planning on doing a splenectomy, meaning removing his spleen, but shortly before that, he ends up developing a hemorrhagic stroke that took his life in a matter of minutes. In other words, he bled into his brain. Now, just because someone bleeds into their brain, it doesn't necessarily mean that they die. But what happens is, if the bleeding is severe enough, the pressure starts building up inside the skull. And this is known as raised intracranial pressure. And this compresses the brain, and eventually, the pressure forces the brain down through the base of the skull, that big hole at the bottom of the skull known as the foramen magnum. When this happens, the only life-saving option is emergent brain surgery, where a neurosurgeon does a craniotomy to relieve the intracranial pressure.
Now, you know that's too much going on. From taking a shot.
Right, and that's what, you know, when I was mentioning the cerebral vein thrombosis, which that thrombocytopenia is what they're seeing with that vaccine, and then you get this clotting in your brain. So when you look at some of the reports, they will report, well, what is the rate of that in the general population? You know, it's X, but that's not the question. The question is, you give someone that vaccine, what is the rate of that kind of a stroke, essentially, in the people who didn't get it, in the study. But you see what I'm saying? So they're diluting out that number by saying, well, in the population, this is that. But that's not proper.
Did you hear what that man said? He said that there was nothing wrong with this young man before he took the shot. So I'm telling y'all, why would I take the shot again? Ain't nothing wrong with me.
And you know, it's also interfering with women's menstrual cycle.
Okay.
Oh. They are reporting problems with their menstrual cycle.
Oh, Jesus.
I just don't see that to be a feasible thing, man. You understand? Remember, now the Almighty gave us the herbs of the field. You understand? Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes.
So, you understand? What we need to do is we need to get back to those remedies like that. You understand? Years ago, my mother used to give us a mustard plaster when we had a bad cold. You understand? Those were things that were sent down from generation to generation, man. You understand? And it drawed that cold out of you. You understand? You know those type of things is that we need to get back to those things. We don't need no shot. Get out of here.
Yep. Well, guess what? Here's another one. Here we go. Check this out.
A 39-year-old single mom. Her family describes her as healthy, happy, and having more energy than most. She had no known health problems. Unless you count trigeminal neuralgia. She took Botox for that. She also took birth control. She worked as a surgical tech for local plastic surgeons. She gets the Moderna COVID vaccine. Her first shot goes without incident, other than a sore arm. Second dose, not so much. She gets her second shot on February 1st, which is a Monday. Later that evening, she has a sore arm, nausea, and fever. That's not unheard of after someone gets the vaccine. Some people get a sore arm, fatigue, body aches, slight fever, and chills, especially after the second shot, and especially in younger people. Now, when this happens, people can take Tylenol or ibuprofen, no big deal, right? Unless they take too much. She did take Tylenol, aka acetaminophen, but we don't know how much. She felt a little better the next day, but by Wednesday, she's not able to pee despite drinking lots of fluids. She says it's the worst she ever felt. Thursday morning, 6 a.m., she tells her parents she needs to go to the hospital. In the ER, she immediately starts throwing up. Blood tests come back, and doctors say she was very, very sick, and her liver was not functioning. Blood tests show that her liver is not working. This entails severe elevations of her AST and ALT enzymes. This also means an elevated INR. So what is going on here? This is acute liver failure, a.k.a. fulminant hepatic failure or fulminant hepatitis. The doctors give her IV fluids. They also give her a drug to counteract the effects of Tylenol on the liver.
No.
It's called NAC, or N-acetylcysteine. But the damage was already done. Around this time, she becomes incoherent, and this is because acute liver failure causes the brain to swell, called cerebral edema. If it's severe enough, it can result in coma. At this point, her only chance of survival is with a liver transplant. So she was flown to a transplant hospital, but when the liver completely fails, it causes other organs to follow suit, especially the kidneys and brain, and soon after, the heart and the lungs. She's put on full life support, including a breathing tube. Even if there was a match for a new liver, she's too unstable to undergo the operation. She dies. about 30 hours after she first arrived at the ER. She leaves behind a young daughter who wants people to hear her story. And if you want to contribute to her GoFundMe page, I'm...
Man, listen. Listen.
She had nothing wrong with her before she took the shot. Nothing.
What?
Come on. And see, I think that they setting us all up, or anybody that take that shot. You understand? It'll mix with the next pandemic, and it's going to wipe out a lot of folk, man. Period. When they start
talking
about
that shot. Now, you know, it's not only two shots now. They talking about you got to get an annual third booster shot now.
I'm not doing none of that. I'm telling you, man. Y'all just restrict me from having anything. I know that the Almighty going to watch over me, and he's been watching over us throughout all the time. You understand? Since that 400 years, he's been watching over us, man. You understand? And keeping us. You understand? So I'm not taking none of that stuff. I don't care. You understand? They haven't seen it. I mean, first of all, I don't think that if you got nothing wrong with you, why would you take the shot? That's my...
I don't know, but I got more. Hold on. I got some more. I just want you to hear, because they on TV pushing this thing. They pushing this thing. I'm telling you, they pushing it. And it's like, hold on. That's not going to work. Just a second, because it's too much
while
going on.
While you're getting that, you know, we are seeing almost no transmission of flu in this country now that people are wearing masks. We're not seeing strep throat. I mean, you know, it's like they want you to get the COVID shot, and then you can not wear a mask. So we're preventing a lot of other illnesses, too, that people got, you know. So, you know, I think that's just interesting. I'd rather wear the mask because, you know, strep throat can be associated with rheumatic fever later on. So I think being prevent those kind of things in flu, you don't need a flu shot. Wear your mask.
Absolutely.
You know, I got a niece who was in Walmart getting groceries. She said this white guy was all up on top of her, didn't have a mask on. She turned around and said, wait a minute, get back. You too close. He said, well, I didn't had my flu shot. She said, if that's the case, then you get back 12 feet instead of the 6.
They said that the elderly people in Norway have 23 elderly people have died in Norway after getting the vaccine shot. And I thought about my grandmother's sister. I said, I wonder if they gave her that shot. I really do wonder, because she was 93 years old. Why would she need it?
That is correct. I agree.
Being developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University, has died in Brazil. Brazil's health authority said on Wednesday that although the volunteer had died, the trial would continue. So far, 8,000 people have been given the first dose of the vaccine in 6 cities in Brazil, which is grappling with one of the world's worst outbreaks of the disease. A source familiar with the matter told Reuters that the volunteer who died was likely to have been part of a control group that did not receive the COVID-19 vaccine,
right,
suggesting that the volunteer was instead given a meningitis jab. Oxford University confirmed that testing would continue, adding that after careful assessment, quote, there have been no concerns about the safety of the clinical trial, but AstraZeneca declined to comment immediately. This follows a pause in trials of the vaccine last month when a patient in the UK fell ill. The trial resumed days later, but is still on hold in the US. Also on Wednesday, Brazil's president said their federal government would not buy the vaccine from China's Sinovac, contradicting what his health minister said the day before, that it would be included in the nation's immunization program. Brazil has the second deadliest outbreak of the coronavirus after the United States, with more than 154,000 people killed.
I listen, no, honey, no. I ain't gonna be able to do it. I just ain't gonna be able to do that. I'm sorry. I mean, you know. And then what about the people who have left Israel on their way? I mean, left Israel on their way to Ghana. Are they gonna make them in Ghana take the shot too?
Hmm.
This man's tongue.
No,
has
no, that's not a requirement in Ghana. It's not a requirement in Ghana.
This man's tongue has swollen outside of his mouth. His tongue is so big he can't even pull it back in his mouth.
Oh, wow.
I know that's uncomfortable as hell. Oh.
You know it.
Lord, how much? That's just a lot going on. I mean, that's just a lot. A lot. Hold on just a minute. I got one more. Just give me one second. But all over the world, it's happening. All over the world, people...
Concerns that adequate investigations in these fatalities may not have been carried out. So far, 10 people have died in India within 1 to 5 days after getting the jabs, and these deaths have been reported from Karnataka, UP, Rajasthan, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Haryana, and Odisha, after over 28 lakh vaccination across the country so far. In each of the 10 cases, vaccination as the cause of death has been ruled out by the district AEFI committees, but all these fatalities are listed as serious AEFIs as per the criteria set by the government. The age group of the healthcare workers who died following the vaccination was between 25 and 56 years. N.K. Arora, an advisor to the National AEFI Committee, told the New Indian Express that in most of the cases, to find out the exact cause of the death, postmortem have been done. He also added that the immediate understanding is none of these deaths is casually related to the administration of the COVID vaccine. N.K. Arora also added that national expert panel will again analyze the cause of deaths using the WHO recommended algorithm to determine the cause in a scientific and transparent manner. Meanwhile, several experts have expressed concerns over lack of transparency in AEFI investigations.
You think? They have concerns over transparency. They're not going to admit that these people have died from their vaccine.
They're not going to do it. They've never been truthful. They always been liars, thieves, and murderers. So what you think? What makes you think for one second that they're going to tell you the truth on anything? These people are the liars, murderers, and thieves, boy. Not necessarily in that order.
That is crucial. That is a lot going on, I'm telling you. Here go the lady.
All we got is the Almighty Yah, our Elohim, to watch over us, man, to make sure that you understand that he has a remnant to bring back home. You understand? That's all it's about. That we have a remnant. So we got to stay away from these things. We got to watch. We got to make sure that we do the right thing in the eyes of the Almighty. That's all we got. What else we got? We ain't got nothing else, man. Period. You understand? People are dying. Nothing wrong with them when they take the shot. All of a sudden, man, they got all of this stuff. You understand? Mm-hmm. And they wind up dying. Come on, man. Something fishy about
this. This is the one I was telling you
about. More than 50 million vaccinations have been administered to people in the U.S., and while the CDC has cited several side effects to the vaccine, there have been very few reported deaths. But a Virginia woman says she believes her mother, who had multiple underlying health conditions, died as a result of the vaccine. Lisa Jones, who lives in Gloucester, says her 58-year-old mother died less than an hour after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Doctors at VCU Tappahannock Hospital, where Dreen Keyes was admitted before she died, told Jones her mother had flash pulmonary edema caused by anaphylaxis, but at this time it's still unclear if that was the cause of her death. And the medical examiner told Jones they would not be performing a full autopsy.
That was just something that ripped my heart out all over again, because when something like this happens unexpectedly, you want answers. You want to uncover everything.
Joan says she feels more tests should have been performed before releasing her mother's body. Officials say the CDC and the Virginia Department of Health are investigating Key's death.
And see, you know what's really baffling to me? They want to give you an autopsy, but them guys lied too. They, you know, we don't have no proof of what you know, and a lot of our brothers and sisters have been killed by gunshots. You understand what I'm saying? And they have an autopsy, and then they have a second autopsy. Who we taking our case to the criminal? You understand? They not gonna tell you the truth. You understand? They're not going to be wrong in this matter at all, period.
Mm-hmm. I know. Hold on. Let me get these mics over. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, shalom, everybody.
Shalom, shalom.
You know, the other reason why they not released their autopsy reports is because they know something's wrong. That's why they made that provision with the government. They made that provision with the government to say, that you cannot sue those people if somebody
mm-hmm.
dies. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I knew it was dead wrong when they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct. You know, and they call themselves putting cover on themselves. I'm telling you, boy. Because, Dan, you know, this is why we got to wait on the Almighty to come and get us out this mess here.
Yeah.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if, because some of our people are going into the hospital to have surgeries, I wonder if they have to have the vaccination before they have the surgery. I wonder if that's mandatory. You know?
We'll never know. We'll never know.
I have not heard that at all. They get tested for COVID, but I've never heard that people are requiring the vaccine before surgery.
Mhm. Well, that's good. That is good. I got one more, and then we're going to leave the topic alone because I know this is kind of rough. But check
this out. This Kansas woman says she died after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. But medical experts say it's too early to say for sure what caused her death. Jeannie Evans lived in Effingham, Kansas, in Atchison County. KCTV5's Greg Payne has spoken with several people who knew her. Greg, what are you learning about all of this?
Yeah, Brad, right now the community is in mourning, and this being such a small town with less than 600 people, everybody knew Jeannie.
Right up there at the bar. She liked to be close to the cash register.
John Dove, the owner of Dove's Nest, says 68-year-old Jeannie Evans was a regular at the restaurant.
She's 68 years old. She was a fireball, man.
Yesterday, Evans, a former Effingham City Council member and beloved local store clerk, passed away.
I think because everybody did know Jeannie and a lot of people grew up with her. Yesterday was kind of a solemn day for everybody. You know, everybody that passed through the doors here yesterday spoke of her. Even today, customers are coming in, you know, asking if we've heard anything more about what happened to her. And
Evans' obituary says she died at Stormont Vale Hospital from a reaction to the COVID vaccine. The hospital told us today her cause of death hasn't been determined. We reached out to the Kansas Department of Health about the situation. They say she was vaccinated in Jefferson County and that during the waiting period after the shot, she experienced a severe allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. Evans' death has some in the community shaken up.
For those that do want to get the vaccines, that throws a certain level of doubt. And for those of us who probably won't get the vaccine, because I don't even get a flu shot, that definitely kind of seals it off for me, where I'd probably wait.
Now, at this time, her death is being investigated, which that is standard protocol, and health officials say at this point they cannot officially declare the cause of death. Reporting live here in Atchison County, I'm Greg Payne for KCTV 5 News.
Thank you, Greg. KCTV5's investigative reporter Angie Rocono spent the day learning how cases like this are investigated and just how many deaths have been officially reported.
There is a nationwide tracking system called VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Most of us aren't aware of it, but our doctors certainly are. And this is where you go report symptoms, reactions, and even death.
Next, 1, 2, 3.
Your doctor is required to report known problems.
There you go.
You can also fill out a report for yourself or a loved one. Just fill out an online form. We have the link on our website. It asks for basic information, what date you took the vaccine, what type of shot, what were your symptoms or problems, and do you have other health conditions? This is maintained by the CDC. If you head over to the CDC website, they remind the public that reports of death to VAERS following a vaccination do not necessarily mean the vaccine caused the death, and that to date, VAERS has not detected patterns in cause of death that would indicate a safety problem with COVID-19 vaccines. You can see how they put that in bold. But some doctors and families have their suspicions. We did some digging. 2,216 reports of death have been entered into VAERS since January. This information comes straight from the CDC. 2,216. Not everyone is going public with their concerns like Jeannie's family. Some other families are.
She got sick right away.
There was a case in Utah involving a 39-year-old mother who got sick following her second vaccination and died. Her family strongly suspects it's related to her Moderna vaccination. They have been public about it.
It all went so fast.
She was healthy, happy, active, the greatest mom you ever saw in your life. And then she was so sick that she was, you know, in less than probably 12 hours, she was intubated and on life support. And then she passed 30 hours after we took her to the emergency room.
Utah's chief medical examiner says proving vaccine as a cause of death almost never happens unless it's a clear anaphylactic reaction. Those happen immediately. So what happens next? Well, the actual autopsy only takes a few hours, but the final report and all of that testing can take weeks, if not more than a month. And we will certainly keep you posted. Reporting in Kansas City, Angie Ricono, KCTV5.
There you have it, y'all.
So imagine you go to CVS to get your vaccine. Your doctor doesn't know anything about that. Or you go to the stadium, right? And then you have symptoms, you die. No, so they're going to rely on you or your family. You're dead, so you can't report your symptoms, you know. So then your family would have to go into theirs. They have no idea what might have happened, you know. So it's that angle of it that is you're missing a lot of what may be going on because it's all outside. A lot of it's outside of the health system.
And that's
we do report. If we see something that we know we gave it, we do report. But a lot of this is happening completely outside of the health system.
And that's what's scary because it's so haphazardly being done. I mean, they just shooting people with stuff, and there's really no controlled way to keep up with the data. And it's just a free-for-all, like, well, just come get the shot because you'll feel better. And it's like, no, we're not just going to come get the shot.
I'm not doing it.
Medicine is supposed to be more structured than that. But that's what the studies are for. That's why they spend years doing the studies. And it takes years to get these vaccines approved to be given to the public. Years, because they're going to go through the symptoms. They're going to retry everything, redo the drug demand. It takes years.
Absolutely.
And they're going to compare it to people who are similar to you who don't get the vaccine, who don't get the treatment. So that is completely being lost, you know, after they did their, you know, couple of months studies. Now that whole arm of it is completely being lost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, wow, this is incredible. That's the part that gives me the whole haphazardness there. It's just like real nonchalant, like, well, you need it. We're clearing it up. Take the mask off. Everybody that's got the shot can take the mask off. And it's like, really?
Yeah, that's what the Biden and them are saying now, that they opening up the whole the United States. They opening up the United States. They ain't got no control over the virus at all. But they opening up the United States, saying, you know, these people, all this is, you know what they call that? Guesstimation.
Yep. Yeah, for real. For real talk, Brother Donia. Exactly. You know, and it's like, no, absolutely no. And you know what, I'm going to tell you something. Since I've been working from home and I have not been interacting with people at a job, I haven't really been sick.
I know that's right. You probably get sick as long as you're on the act. See, let me tell you. Remember, y'all? Do you remember what happened when the people brought people over here from the slaves over here? The Indians said that they didn't have all of these diseases that the European brought them diseases with them.
You know, it's just watching the whole thing. I know Yah knows all things, and he has all things set in place, you know, and this happened for a reason, because he says all things work together for the good to those who love Yah and are the called according to his purpose. So I believe that all things work together for our good, and I don't know how he's going to do it or what is happening here. But I just, you know, it's incredible to watch this. It's just incredible. Uh-huh. It's incredible to watch people go get a vaccine that they know nothing about. It's incredible to watch people get a vaccine they haven't done their research on and watch these people say, you got to have it. It's dangerous if you don't have it. You need it. You got to have it. And they scare people into doing this stuff, and then, boom, they get sick and die, some of them. And then some of them get sick and they never recover fully.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
It is truly incredible. It's incredible. It just really is. I just have never seen anything so nonchalantly done.
Well, stick around.
They don't care.
This is America. You got a lot of other stuff coming.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and it's like, you know, when did they ever care?
Oh,
I mean, you look at the Tuskegee Institute. Look at what they did to the men in the Tuskegee experiment. Look what happened to them.
That is correct.
So I mean, you know, I just don't buy into it. I don't take any vaccines. So let me put that out. Everybody, know, I don't take the flu shot. I don't take no vaccines because my body is doing what it's supposed to do. If anything foreign goes in there, it fights it off.
That is correct. And during the Tuskegee Institute, they lied to get us to take the shot or to go through what we had to go through. They lied.
I was going to say the very thing I told you. My mother, towards the end, was down there as a nurse and was also one of the nurses who was, involved. You know, who was there, and they were giving, what she thought was a treatment. And at near the end of her life, she still remembered that. She died about 2 years ago, and she said, and they told us that we were helping those boys. That's how she put it. She said they told us we were helping them, and we weren't. She said, and we weren't all the time. We weren't doing anything, and that bothered her to the end of her life.
I bet, because they had the cure and didn't give it to them.
You know,
and
see,
told
you know,
the
one
nurses there that they were helping them.
Yeah. You know, see, one thing that I'm, these people are the lyingest people that ever lived. You understand? They lied. You understand? With the Tuskegee experiment. You understand? And so all of a sudden, they tell you to lie. That this come out of Wangzhou, China, you understand? And this is a China thing, you understand?
Ooh,
could that be a vaccine?
Wait a minute, so the disease came out of China and now the vaccine coming from China, right? Nope. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm so sorry. I really hope that they don't make it mandatory, because that would be very difficult, because I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't trust the professionalism of the people that are working today, because I'm going to tell you something, 90% of the people, in my opinion, are not professional. They're not. They go to work. They do just the bare minimum to get by. You know, I just don't trust it. I just really don't. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do to make me trust you. Anytime you are recruiting churches to set up stations to bring people in to get shot, I'm constantly on alert. I'm like, okay, what's this really all about?
I know that's right. I ain't doing it, and I don't. My primary care doctor came to see me the other day. And so she said, did you get your vaccine? I said, no. You understand? I'm not. She said, I don't want it. You don't have to give me no excuse.
I guess she had to ask you, but she probably was like, I know that's right. No. Oh, I mean, this is serious. This is some serious stuff. I mean, people dying and carrying on. That is not funny. Hold on. Here we go. Area code 330. Your mic is open. You're on the air. I see you, Sister Couture. I'm coming to you next. 330.
Hello, can you hear me, sister? Can you hear me, sister?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So I just have a couple of things to say. So the virus came to my house firsthand, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
My wife had it. And I saw it from YouTube. So, yes, we took the Johnson & Johnson because I don't like needles, so it was one shot. Took it April 3rd. Nothing happened. She got a little ill because she already had the virus back last year in February. But after that, she was fine. So the only thing I'm going to say is, you know, I pray to God all the time. So I took it, even though I thought I was already covered because she was right next to me and I had antibodies I should have. But I took it anyway. I never got sick at all. She got sick. But let me tell you what happened. When I took her to the hospital, she was in bad shape. My doctor said if I didn't take her that day, she wouldn't have made it. So that was back then when they were giving the malaria stuff that they stopped giving. So what it did to her is it did something to her brain. It gave her heart damage, and it did some other things. So she's not the person I took there. But I kept praying to him above. I just needed her home. So he brought her home. He didn't bring her home wholly, but he brought her home. So we took this shot. And I have a nurse in my family. I have a doctor in my family. And I consulted with them before we even did it. If they don't see anything wrong with it, see, the thing about Tuskegee is that was only black people, and they didn't tell them what they were giving them. We got lines of white folks, black folks, Hispanic folks, and they're all taking this. But I took it because I saw the damage firsthand. So that's why I took it. And, you know, again, I'm still praying to him above. And you know, I'm just saying this is why I took it, because I've seen it. If you ever had anybody in your family that got this and they were close to death, you would take it too. I'm just saying, because I saw it firsthand, and it's not a pretty thing. So thank you for listening, and I'm gonna go back to mute.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for your information. Hold on. Sister Couture, let me open up your mic. Go for it.
Oh,
yes,
shalom.
Ma'am.
I hit the wrong button, and it knocked me out the system. And, yes, thank you, brother, for your testimony. You know, I keep you and your family in our prayers. And that's one good thing about the Yehuda Project. You know, we listen to everybody's opinion and their life experiences, and we don't try to down anybody else. But I'm with the group that says, I'm not going to take it. You know, even if one of my family members came down with it, which I pray constantly that they don't, I, as a Hebrew Israelite, cannot take it because of the ingredients. Aborted fetal tissue, horseshoe crab, cat, dog. We cannot take it. So I cannot take it, and my family knows I cannot take it. Whether or not you know, I get struck down and I'm at the hospital and they tell the doctor to give it to me. That's on them and not me because I cannot take it.
Mm-mm. We neither. Isn't that special?
Look at that. Look at that. As long as that flu shot been out, I have not taken it. And I haven't had a cold since then. I really have not. I haven't had a cold. I had little sniffles, of course, man. Like right now, I got a little sniffle. I blow my nose a little bit more often than I normally would do. But I have never taken none of them shots, and I'm not gonna do it. I ain't doing it. You understand? And I'm not going to tell you not to take it. That's on you. That's your decision that you have to make. But me, you understand, why would I take it if I'm not sick? That's give me the reason. You understand? I haven't seen a reason, you know, yet that can convince me to take the shot. I haven't seen that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, the biggest thing about it is a lot of people that get the virus never go back to 100%, and he is right about that. It's a lot of people that are having side effects from the virus itself, and they never go back to 100%. There are doctors and regular people that say, look, I used to be runners. I can't run anymore. I can barely walk up the steps. I'm constantly having breathing issues. I'm still taking medication because of this virus. And they're never 100% back to the person that they were. He is absolutely
and
right about this. A lot of people.
That's true. And you know, not only that, a lot of the people who've taken that first shot refuse to get the second one.
Yeah.
No, I don't give a shit about it.
So we will be praying for your wife that the Most High restores her back fully 100% to the person that she was before she got sick. You definitely have my promise. I'm going to put her on the list when I go down for prayer to be able to for the Most High to restore that lady back to the person that she was, because this thing that's out here is diabolical. It is. And quiet as it's kept, I think I caught something similar to it before it was actually out there, because I got real sick a couple of years ago. I mean really sick, to the point where I was off work for a whole week. And I don't know what it was, but the Most High delivered me from it. But I'm just saying, it is a lot of stuff. This is some diabolical stuff, I'm just saying.
I believe I had it too. Because my company is huge, it's about 5,000 of us, and I could remember departments being shut down. I could remember my boss having to stay home for a week, and they claimed it was some new form of the flu. And I can remember people started getting sick in my office, and one of the supervisors went out. She must have bought a case of Lysol. Every day she would come in and empty that can all over the place, and I could remember getting sick, wheezing, being hard to breathe. I think I caught a form of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that I had the virus before they started announcing it. You understand? Maybe 2 weeks before they started announcing it. I could not breathe. I could not catch a breath. I mean, it was a difficult task. And I laid up in here and I called on the Almighty. You understand? I said, if you're going to take me on out of here, you understand? I understand. You understand? Fortunately, I came through. I didn't take no shot or nothing like that. I just trusted in the Almighty, man. You understand? The worst thing in that, I don't remember all of the symptoms, but I know I remember not being able to breathe. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the worst thing that a person could ever have. You understand? Trying to catch a breath.
Yes. Ooh, y'all, please restore that woman back to her strength. Give her her strength back. You know?
Hallelujah.
Things, we in this society, with these things is attacking us, and you know, no, that lady need her strength. She needs to be back the person that she was. You know? Just terrible. It is. It's a terrible situation. But we're going to get it. We're going to get there because that's what prayer does. Prayer changes things. You got to keep on. We got to keep on praying. It ain't never a moment when we can stop praying because somebody needs prayer.
Yeah, not now. We need to stay on our knees more often than ever before.
Yeah, somebody needs prayer, honey. We got to pray. Because I'm telling you, these people saying even getting the virus, I'm not the same. And Brother Rashidam, you've been sick. Sister Rachel been sick, and you guys bounce back. Brother Donnie, I've been sick, and you bounce back. You know what I'm saying? What a blessing it is. You know, that's why prayer is important. We meet every day at 6 in the morning or at 9 o'clock at night, and we pray in Baruch chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. We pray the word because we have to get a word back to the Most High. We pray the word back to him. If you want to join us, it's every day. You either pray at 6 or you can pray at 9 or you can do them both. It's up to you. But we pray every day between 6 o'clock in the morning, a.m., whatever time that is in your time zone, and 9 p.m. at night, whatever time that is in your time zone. And we pray Baruch chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. You can pull it up on your computer or your phone. It don't matter. And then after you say that prayer, then you can petition the Most High for the other things. But we definitely go add your wife to that list because the Most High changes things. He don't have do nothing. When he do it, it's done already.
He sure is. And, you know, we need to pray continuously. So I don't want the family to think if you can't make those two prayer times, you just forget it. Don't do nothing. We got to cover the family at all hours. So maybe I can't pray at 6 or 9. Maybe I pray at 8. We need to cover 24 hours. We need to have that circle around the family going 24 hours.
I agree with that.
You know, you're right. We're going to change that up. I agree with you. We should have people praying. Whenever time you can get together, you pray. If you miss it, you can still pray at the hour you get to pray because you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And let me make this announcement real quick, too. Sister Afion has came up with the mass text message program. And if you guys are interested in doing that, we have two methods of doing it. You can either email us at the Yehuda Project, theyehudaproject@gmail.com. It's T-H-E, Y is in yellow, E is in Edward, H is in Harry, U is in umbrella, D is in David, A is in apple, H is in Harry, and then the word project, project, @gmail.com. You can send us your first name and your phone number. We just need your first name and your phone number. And another thing we're going to do is on next Saturday when we have the Sabbath, we're going to do a poll because I can see the phone numbers and no one else can. And I will ask you then, do you want me to add your phone number to the list? You can say yes or no. Because this way we'll get information out there as to what's going on. And how if the show is canceled or if we have information we need to get to you, we can send it through a text message blast.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Don't do that. We're getting ready to start doing that and getting that in order right now and get that moving through. You know, but this thing is serious. We got to pray that he delivers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pray.
Because, you know, I might need to send out a text and say, please, family, start praying for me. And as soon as we get it, everybody in the family just start praying. Whether you're walking down the street in the supermarket, walking through with the key in your house door, when you see that text, start shooting up prayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about that. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Yes, ma'am.
Praise.
Absolutely.
Praise.
You know, like you said, it could have been a car accident. Anything could happen. We got to continue to pray. We got to continue to ask the Most High to deliver, to cover us, and keep us. And this is worldwide. You ain't got to be no Israelite to pray with us. You know what I'm saying? Christians, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you want to join us in this prayer, it's Baruch chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. We got to pray for deliverance. We got to get out of here. And I know we're not rushing y'all because he has an estimated time and date and when we leaving, but we got to let him know we are sorry and we are ready to go. You know, because wherever he has for us to go, we are going to be safe. I promise you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And for the brothers and sisters who may not be that good at reading, Don't worry about it. Put it in your own words and send it up to Yah, and he'll get it.
Absolutely. So we're going to definitely do those things, get this prayer going, get these people covered under these prayers, and we need to start praying. I mean, for real, because this is some serious stuff right here. This is serious. Woo, Lord, it's serious. But nevertheless, we are definitely moving forward. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give the phone number out for the men's call?
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad to get that out. Men's call, that's every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number is 720-820-1215, 720-820-1215, and there's no access code needed. All men are welcome.
All right, and then we have a women's call on Tuesday night as well, and the number for the women's call is 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154-102-pound. 154-102-pound. Please join us on every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. I mean, we have an excellent class. We talk about multiple topics, you know, from encouragement to safety to everything to prayer to Yah to female issues. We deal with the female. You know, the purpose of these calls is to heal our nation, to continue to build our families so that we are whole and ready to confront and deal with each other firsthand. I mean, you know, these are the things that we have to do and to be strong and continue to be an example of Yah's people in the earth. So I just wanted to say that, you know, we have kind of ran out of time, so I want to give everybody a chance. Hold on to me. Anybody else that wants to push one, that has something they want to say before we hang up, now is the time to do that. If we don't see anybody, you know, hold on, Brother Leonard. Shalom, Brother Leonard. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. I was wanted to say something about yesterday's class about chapter 11, verse 7, when they let us go down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we look at that, we see that it's you know, and I'm not trying to be controversial or anything, but when you look at that, it says that the earth was divided up by these angels. Each nation would see the angel over them.
Right, right.
So if you go to Daniel chapter 10.
Yeah.
So it says, I wasn't planning on saying that, but yeah. So,
Daniel chapter 2.
Chapter 2. So when you look at, I'm starting at verse 19. Gabriel was coming to Daniel, and when you understand that Gabriel is one of the seven angels that the Creator created in the very beginning. He's one of the seven. That was formed.
Mm-hmm.
So he says 19, and he said, "Oh man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he has spoken unto me, talking to Daniel, I was strengthened." And he said, "Let my lowercase, speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, "Know thou wherefore I come unto thee, and now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia."
Mm-hmm.
So that prince was the angel that was a lot of good area in Genesis chapter 11.
Right, right.
Okay. And when I am gone, lo, the prince of Persia. So that's another point, which is angel, the Els. That's why they have El in their name. So we said another one that's over Greece. So that's two.
Yep.
Then 21 says, "But I will show thee that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, El, your prince." So he's telling you who's over Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Michael, El, your prince." I just want to shine light on that.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. 100. We just ain't tapped into that yet. We on our way there, but I promise you that. I agree with you 100%. We on our way there. Yes, sir. I mean, because like I said, when you start messing with that, it gets deep. But I agree with you. Thank you for your comment. We appreciate it. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody a chance to, if you have something you want to say, we're going to start with Sister Couture. Sister Couture, you go ahead and give your comments so we can leave here today.
Well, as always, you know what I say, try to stock up on your food, put your water up, any medicines you need, because prepare to stay in Goshen. And you know, even though your family, you've been telling them to prepare, they ain't listening. They're going to be the first ones to knock on your door, and with your heart, you're going to let them in. So just prepare to be locked down in Goshen. Shalom, shalom.
All right, Brother Yerah, shalom.
I just say shalom to everybody and stay prayed up. I'll be praying for all of us as I do each and every night. And I love you guys. And like the sister just said, let's prepare to be locked down in Goshen. But shalom, everybody, and may y'all be with you.
Shalom. All right, Eric Code 19.
I think I'm still in the queue just from before. Just shalom to everybody.
All right. Brother Donnie, our last, certainly not least.
Shalom, shalom, this family. This is Adonia, and I want to let everybody know that prayer works. We have to pray continually, and, you know, you understand. I know that we pray in like certain times, man, but it's all right to say a prayer in between those times. It's all right. I pray all the time. I ask the Almighty to watch over my family as best they possibly can, you understand, you know, and I pray that they do the right thing, you understand. And I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Hallelujah.
I love that's his saying. That's his saying. Don't forget the GoFundMe page for his nephew that burned up in the car fire. We want everybody to donate something to it. It's Hashaba. If you go to GoFundMe.com, you just type in the search. Hashaba, H is in Harry, A is in Apple, S is in Sam. H is in Harry, A is in Apple, B is in Boy, A is in Apple. H is in Harry, and then Yehuda. Y is in yellow, E is in Edward, H is in Harry, U is in umbrella, D is in dog, A is in apple, H is in Harry. And you'll see a picture of him. He's standing there with a cap and gown on. He just graduated April the 29th, and he was killed in a car fire on his way home from work. And as the nation of Yehuda, we ask everybody to donate something to that family. And we appreciate all of you all that do. And don't forget, we'll see you on Tuesday night. And shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.